You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. That was Love Is All Around by Wet, Wet, Wet. You're on Banching with Brett and Will. And Will this week. We've added it to the song, to the show name. Due to 4 weeks in a row. I've put you on. I wanted to just jump you on air.
What's it going to be?
Bantering, well, it's just bantering with Brett and Will tonight, but we can do better than that. We
big
can,
things to come.
Yeah, if the Facebook page is back up and running too, so if anyone wants to get on there and send us a suggestion on the show name, by all means.
We got rid of the excess baggage and now we're really, really humming.
Maybe it's not the package, it's the baggage.
The baggage.
That was a one. We'll welcome Az back, but... I'm not sure the package delivered.
No, we'll give some discretion, potentially.
We'll see.
So
as I said off the top there, that was Wet, 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 Love Is All Around. By popular demand, it's back, the song theme. So this week, again, all three songs are linked. Now, I'm not going to give you the year off the get-go, but they are all from the 1 year. If you get the year at home, no cheating, but if you can guess the year, well done. And I need the order again, which they were on the ARIA charts. This time I went more simplistic. These songs were 1, 2, and 3 of their year in that order. Not sure. But, play along at home if you can. Let us know if you do get it. And no cheating because this stuff is available on the internet. But, you know, prefer if you didn't. How you been, Wilbur? What's news? I guess COVID, we'll start with COVID. We usually do just quick housekeeping, just a quick stuff on COVID. By. Yeah. 5 cases a day, but all contained, were they?
Yeah, I think they're linked. Yeah,
all linked.
They're linked to existing or a known cluster. So,
yeah.
New South Wales has got another one now. So, one that's popped up in Bondi, a driver that was driving some international travel crew.
Yeah, righto. Okay.
Still baffles me some of the things that we're still doing.
Yeah.
Doing.
And so Melbourne...
we keep getting this from overseas and we just haven't learned. I don't know.
Yep. I'm with you. That's preaching to the choir. Mm. It does seem that I think Melbourne's restrictions are easing too. I heard 7,000 at the footy just in the news there before.
Really?
Before we came on.
Was it the Geelong game?
Yeah, the Geelong Western Bulldogs game, that would be 7,000. That's the only game in Victoria this week. We'll touch a bit on footy later on. I did want to hit you up about Novak Djokovic. I mean, I sat here last week.
Yeah.
This was, I think he was in the quarters at this stage. Yep. Federer just pulled out. He knocked off Nadal. Then he went on to win the French. It's now 20 Grand Slams Roger, 20 Grand Slams Rafa, 19 Novak. And he's won the last two. And he's the only one of the three of them to win all of the slams twice. So, you know, he's building that resume.
He is.
I don't think he'll ever get the Nadal and Federer props. Even if he won 30, I don't think people would come around to him. But
I don't think he'd build a better personality.
He sold me. He sold me a while ago. He's the GOAT of this generation.
He's PR.
Oh,
his PR, a
bit of cash,
you know? Or something. Yeah.
I mean, he's Victoria manager.
Little do we know you've got just a whole wardrobe full of Lacoste. Was he in a Uniqlo?
Lacoste.
Yeah.
Or unless he changed, but he definitely was Lacoste. Yeah.
I think he could still be.
Yeah. He's
It's Uniqlo's Roger.
Yes, potentially, but they're known to change. But I think was Roger. He might have even been Nike at one stage, but.
But I think Rafa's just, safe as houses with Nike, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that off the
deck.
Just let everyone know if they did miss it. Now, I did want to talk a bit about some news we both saw around the old Mickey D's, and we'll have a bit of a restaurant-related eliminator later in the show.
This episode from here on out. Just food.
Yeah, a bit of food and beverage. So I want to talk about Macca's. I read the other week, and you actually mentioned to me as well, Macca's are planning to open 100 stores in 3 years in Australia.
Yeah, $600 million project.
Just what we all need.
Yeah, just more Maccas. So if you've got a few Maccas that are close by, get ready for them to get closer.
Yeah. So is it more targeted regional areas? Am I right? Or is it a bit of both? Is it? Or not sure?
I don't think it was regional. I just think they're just going to pick their target areas. So
yeah,
I don't really think that Shep needs more.
We have three. We got a north, south.
South, north and Maroopna.
Oh, Maroopna. Yes. Okay. Got to include Maroopna.
I still look. I include Maroopna. Some people say it's not the same, but I think it's the same.
Depends who you ask.
It's locality.
There's sometimes like a bit of Shep Maroopna.
Shep East is still, Shep North.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah. So, anyway, no, I just thought it's interesting that they're obviously, it's a fair expansion.
Yeah. So they're doing a pretty good deal on some Big Macs this Friday too.
I will stay away.
50-cent Big Macs.
Well, footy's back, which we'll touch on later, so there should be no Big Macs. local footy, that is, which we will touch on. Now, the other one in the beverage space, the zero alcohol beer. Sales going well.
I'm liking sort of us bringing some of these articles. So, as and the baggage.
the baggage.
If you're out there, I want you to bring forth a good article. Even if you don't come on, just submit an article that will show your appreciation and commitment to the radio. But
just on that, there's a reason you're now in the show name. I've put you in. That's for your dedicated research. But go on, mate.
So what are you saying that if they turn up for 4 weeks in a row, they get the same
name? No. Okay. And that's if pigs fly, sort of it's in the same category.
So zero alcohol beer at the moment is outstripping the growth that is being experienced by craft beers.
Yeah,
something like 8 to 9%.
Which shocks me because craft beers are going, they're everywhere. There's a new one everywhere, and so for zero alcohol beer to be outstripping, it's massive.
It's pretty huge.
I think it's not, I don't think it's, and it's, what's probably more interesting for me on it is zero alcohol beer is not a new concept.
No, it's not. But obviously, I think some of the bigger players have started to, it used to be very difficult to get some. And then now everyone has.
Has a type of.
Yeah, there's a Carlton Zero, there's a Heineken Zero, there's Great Northern Zero. And, they've actually started to do ad campaigns for them now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've noticed it around. Yeah. It's just more prevalent, isn't it?
Yeah. It's interesting. I think they were reading the articles, talking a little bit about the what it was all off the back of, and it's just everyone's becoming a bit healthier and people are a bit more understanding of what alcohol midweek and
maybe they're putting more Maccas away, so then they need to offset there by drinking zero alcohol beer, more Maccas.
Potentially,
around. Maybe that's it.
Potentially.
Anyway, coming up, the show will be a bit of footy. We will touch on local and national footy. A bit of we will recap very briefly State of Origin.
I don't think we need to.
We don't need to. No. You don't. Yeah, you would like to gloss over that, but
I'll still talk about it.
Yeah, then a bit on this day at the end, and also the Eliminator. Yeah, please get on the Facebook page if Bantering with Brett. We might need to update that, and let us know. If you do get the song theme or if there's anything else you wanted us to chat about. Mm. But coming up now, we've got All For One, I Swear. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Thanks, Victoria. Your hard work means restrictions in regional Victoria are easing. To stay safe, remember, always check in when you're out. No more than 2 visitors to your home, plus dependents, per day. Limit outdoor gatherings to 20 people. Wear a fitted face mask indoors. Work or study from home if you can. Get vaccinated as soon as you're eligible. And any symptoms, get tested. For the latest updates, go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Have you heard of Jan's Beehive in Shepparton? Well, now you have. Next time you're in town, do yourself a favour and visit the store at 171 Corio Street, right opposite the old Fruitworks. You will be amazed at what you might find. From retro collectibles to lots and lots of kitschy secondhand goods. You'll also discover a massive range of totally unique gift ideas, including plenty of amazing handmade local crafts. So next time you're in town shopping, why not pop into Jan's Beehive at 171 Corio Street, Shepparton. You'll also find them on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked up?
over or smashed up, Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Our Goulburn Valley is currently experiencing one of the worst mice plagues in recent history. And with the cold months upon us, these mice and rats are heading for the warmth of our houses, sheds and cars. They want to chew everything from food to electrical wires, not to mention the smell and disease they can bring with them. So now is the time to be proactive and call Jason's Pest Control. We have tamper-proof bait stations that use special baits which kill mice and rats but will not harm your pets. So stop mice dead. Call Jason's Pest Control. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
Things are a little different right now. But at GMCU, we're still focused on what matters to you. Whether you're out and about grabbing a coffee at your local, getting back into soccer training with the kids, or heading off for a well-earned getaway around our beautiful region. We understand what matters to you. And we're still here for you however you do your banking. Via branch, on the go, or online. Find out more at gmcu.com.au.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Will. That was just there before the sponsors break. We had I Swear by All For One. Off the top of the show, we had Wet, Wet, Wet by Love Is All Around. Now, there's a constant theme. They're all from the same year, but, I mean, the first two, correct me if I'm wrong, but they could be both one-hit wonders, Will, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any other songs by either. The third one coming up, the band is definitely not a one-hit wonder. But anyway,
are you sure?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Anyway, these are all.
Just being honest.
These are all from the same year. See if you can order them in most popular to least popular. They were actually 1, 2, and 3 from their year in the ARIA charts. Mm. So big songs. Anyway, moving on. KDFL is back this week. Yes, little fist pump in the studio there from Will. He's pretty chuffed. We're out at Stanhope in the early game. I was just looking at this in front of me, and I only said at 2:15, and I was like, well, not personally, but that is the if you want to catch the seniors, that is the starting
yes,
time.
We're making our debut together in the ones. You've played before. Yeah, I'm saying together.
I wanted it on record. I crept into the team earlier this year for a game.
I know you did, but I'm saying together as a package.
I think I got 3 votes too, but the wrong kind.
Oh, yeah, you did too. Yeah.
Now, Avenel out of Gary, that should be it depends.
Avenel run away with that.
You think, but it depends what. I mean, Gary had a lot out when we played them, so that'll be interesting. You know, 2 or 3 weeks off if they get players back. They're stronger than 8th, in my opinion.
I think it completely resets the season, to be honest, when you come back after, 3 weeks?
Yeah, who shows up. Who's been running 100%. On the break? Who's 100%. Been drinking?
I think the form. Obviously, some of the top 4 sides potentially will. Yeah, they'll obviously stay in pretty red hot form. But I reckon sort of the mid table people that are pushing up, or even potentially pushing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come back very different.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I feel like it's been ages off, which you don't usually have. Having a footy season.
No.
Merch to Lamba have Tally Garupney. Think merch in that one. Ngambi have Merrigan. Could be a good game there. That's both on 5 wins at the moment. Rushy versus Longwood. Oof. Stanhope versus Dookie. Undira have Lanky. Lancaster still on top. looking pretty strong this year. Might be the team to beat. Them and Avenel been going pretty solidly. And then your Violet Town have Shep East. I think like that's potential to be a close game. Violet Town are coming off a good win against Dookie, unfortunately, but did knock us off. But Shep East.
Not the twos, though.
Not the twos. The twos got up. but again, you know, was close enough against Dookie, and Shep East was a close game to Dookie. So by that theory, maybe Violet Town and Shep East will be a close game. That's out at Violet Town. So yeah, it looks like a couple of close ones this week, but we'll be good to be back out at Stanhope. Now, we'll move on from local, but that's a bit of an update on the KDFL. Into the AFL. Now, yeah. I have to mention it, just off the top, Bucks. I mean, yeah. How about the win? Demons, 2, second loss for the year. Collingwood just, you know, lagging down there at 16th. Not a bad victory.
I still would not, as a Demons, if you were a Demons supporter, I still wouldn't be tearing up or burning your scarf.
Yeah, no.
Because it's two teams that really are outside of the top.
Might be good kindling up at the snow, though. Snow started, snow season.
No, that's what you use your cheese board for.
Their scarves in the kindling. Which you use your cheese board for.
Yeah, you break the cheese board up.
Yeah, fair call. I agree. I wouldn't be
too. I still think they're pretty handy.
Yeah, and it was one of those games where they obviously were a bit off, but it's
end of the day, they've got to beat the good teams, and they're currently beating the good teams. So
yeah, you just look at this week. Next game they have Essendon. I'm not sure if it is this week or if they have the bye this week, but they've got Essendon. You want to bounce back with a win.
The baggage
could kick 5 or 6, and you never know. But that'll be interesting watching them next up. I'm probably pretty excited. 2 vs 3, Western Bulldogs versus the Catters this week. I was speaking to you the other day. You think Catters here, don't you? You think they're looking good.
The Cats looking very good. They're very, very good.
Well, it's the second time on the weekend that their big three forwards connected for, I think, 12 goals. Cameron 5, Hawkins 4, and Rowan 3. So, as a Collingwood sport, I don't mean to link everything back to Collingwood, but I'd like just one of those forwards. You know, to have all three is a luxury. Mm. But I'm on the Dogs, I think, this week. I don't know.
Who stars for them?
They've had.
I know you don't like Bond.
The Bond, yeah. Well, he's usually handy, but I don't know. I think they match up okay against Geelong, and I think they've been tracking along okay, the Dogs themselves. So we'll see.
Proof will be in the pudding.
Yeah, fans are going to be there, which is interesting. 7,000 from local. Apparently they've got to be from
7,000 people from Geelong. It's pretty loud.
Geelong region. Yeah, it'll still be loud enough. And whether you never know. It could change again by the time we get to Saturday. It's pretty changing environment. I did want to talk. We'll get to the burnout. Just before that, I want to talk about the bump. We know we've chatted a bit about concussion and that on the show.
On Boyd Cordner.
Yeah, we'll chat about Boyd Cordner too. Heaps. But yeah. Mackay fella for Adelaide just ran, it's a classic one, and I think he's at the Tribune on Thursday night, but he did not take his eyes off the ball, but a bloke for St Kilda got a broken jaw, out for 7 weeks or 8 weeks. They reckon he'll get 3 or 4 weeks.
What for?
He's left the ground.
I might watch it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, have a look.
I'll watch it into the interview.
Yeah, let me know what you think. But, like, he's left the ground in the action of grabbing the ball, but he's really – it is tough because it's because he's coming at speed. The argument and debate that is out again is against, well, do we go on the result or the action? And then at what point do you go, well – accidents happen on a footy field. I don't know. Anyway, it's just a thought. I'll get you to, you have a look at it in the break. We'll see. Mm. Get your thoughts, but it's...
Well, my thoughts up front before even seeing it are that when you go out on a football field, yes, you... We did it actually in legal studies. You're actually consenting to be assaulted.
Yeah.
Within the rules of the game.
Yeah, within the rules of the game. Yeah.
Now, understand that obviously you aren't consenting to someone giving you a head high tackle, but at the same time, if you slip and there is no avoidable way of getting out of that tackle, like, I don't know, there needs to be a slap on the wrist somehow for reactive type stuff, but that you can't, I don't think you should be, I don't know, it's very hard. I don't think you should be penalising a team for a pure accident. If you go out and coat hanger someone, you get sent off and you probably give them more of a suspension.
Yeah.
They need to come down harder on the intentional stuff.
I think what for the AFL, what's hard is it's just the duty of care stuff.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if ongoing, you know, potentially down the track, if a player's 10 years retired and having issues after having multiple concussions, then it falls back to them.
Because there's a similar one that happened literally in the Broncos Canberra game on the
weekend. Yeah. Well, is that the one where the fellow dropped?
Yeah, got ankle tapped, and as he's been ankle tapped, the other guy's committed to the tackle and then has ended up hitting him square in the head.
And he got sent off, didn't that fellow?
Yeah, completely sent off.
And he can't stop dead in his tracks to not go that bump.
Like, you can't move.
He's already in position, and then he got ankle tapped.
So. And if he was in position and he tackles him, it's a normal tackle.
It's just play on. Yeah.
But I'm sighing too, I know.
It's hard. It's hard. Anyway, we'll put just one in the burner this week because we don't want to run out of teams to burn. You've burnt the Saints. That's proving a good burn. Two losses since you burnt them. Maybe you've done that. I think we chucked Collingwood in. We chucked Hawks in. We chucked North in. And I think we've chucked the Suns in. We've chucked them in, haven't we?
Maybe. I think we've left them out yet.
Well, let's put them in. They're
in. We'll put them in, but who else is left out of the
Carlton. So in the outside the eight, we've got Fremantle, Giants, Essendon,
you can't rule out
Adelaide, and Carlton. We have yet to do.
I'd rule out Carlton.
Yeah, put them in. Put them in.
I think the Crows have still got a chance of getting in the eight.
Yeah, they're 5-8.
And
they have Carlton this next coming up. Is their next game?
Adelaide win that.
Yeah, whether that's on a
big buy.
Giants next game's Carlton as well.
Oof.
Because obviously there's a bye week. Adelaide have the bye this week. Carlton play Giants this week. So Giants coming off a draw against North would be a bit flattening. But
I tipped North. Yeah. I was the only person in our tipping comp, and I tipped North, and I just wish they'd got up because I had the worst tipping week I've ever had.
So we've nearly burned most of the bottom eight now, mate.
That's good.
Still a few to housekeeping ones to clean up. I see a few here that can't win the flag. But where this will get hard is when we get into the top eight because –
Do we have to then rule out of who's top four?
So my end game is I want us to have by round 22 and round 23, however many rounds there is, I want us to have it at three teams. Give us three teams that can win the flag. We're not allowed to pick anymore. Might even narrow that down to two.
Do we want to do a predictor now?
No. We'll take it one week at a time. The old cliche. Now, State of Origin, it'd be remiss of me not to mention that quickly.
Yeah.
Look, to be honest, I only watched till once I saw New South Wales up by 20 or 30 points.
The way I look at it is the team on paper that went out for New South Wales should have won by that.
Yeah.
Really? The team that they are, win by that. They should have won by that probably maybe once last year.
Tommy Turbo was good.
Mate, to have three fullbacks that are as world class as Latrell Mitchell, Turbo, and
Tedesco
is just insane. And Tommy Turbo just...
He was everywhere. He was everywhere. I did want to... One question I... Probably...
Watch out for game two because...
Well, that was where I was going to say.
Queensland love this.
Is there any... Do you... Yeah, I'm assuming you give Queensland a chance game two?
I give, 100% a chance.
Okay.
It sets it up for a good game three.
Right. Oh, so you reckon 1-1 after game two. When is game two? A bit off yet? Still, it'd be a couple of weeks still, wouldn't it?
A few weeks away.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I give them a good chance. It's just, I don't know. It's just the way that Queensland were last year. They had backs against the wall, weren't meant to win. They won.
Yeah.
Queensland have for a long time been sort of, and like I think, I don't know, it was interesting. The coach was actually playing them into an underdog position before it.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I didn't quite agree with. Like, you don't want to be calling it. Team.
Yeah, I don't want to jump the gun.
You want somebody else to call you that, and then internally, then.
Whereas now they're the underdog. They just lost a game by 44 points or whatever it was. Now they've earned it.
Now they've earned the
underdog card. Yeah,
exactly. So I reckon they'll be all right.
Yeah.
I could eat my words though.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be an interesting month of sport in general. We've got Tour de France. Everyone forgets about that one. Then bang, it's there, and that's great.
France.
Le Tour de France. Then we've got. Wimbledon, obviously, as well. That comes up early July, I think.
They've got full crowds for the finals. I just read an article too.
For Wimbledon?
Yep.
Okay.
For the men's and women's finals, I think they've got,
The gentlemen's Grand Slam.
It's a great, like, if you ever get an opportunity, you need to go.
Yeah, I would like to go.
I never thought I'd like it.
Did you get, you went, have you? Must be very, very nice.
I did line up for quite some time to get into the ground.
Anyway, so a bit of sport coming up, but anyway, we'll get to a song, but we will have coming up a bit on TV ratings, but a restaurant-related eliminator this week, and then a bit of On This Day. Stick with us. The song theme coming up, the third song from it, is Bon Jovi, Always. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from regular back or sciatic nerve pain? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
It's champagne under the chandeliers this Friday night between 5 and 8 at Aubrey Antiques, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Join them for their grand opening and have your chance to win their lucky door raffles with a $500 gift voucher for first, $250 gift voucher for second, and a complimentary gift from Aubrey Antiques for third. There'll be a 20% discount on all furniture and items over $500. The sale continues on Saturday and Sunday. Join Aubrey Antiques for their grand opening with champagne under the chandeliers this Friday between 5 and 8 at 159 High Street, Shepparton.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name, and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers, and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning, and cutting, with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road, opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Tax time is fast approaching, and now is the time to talk to your tax and accounting specialist to ensure that you are in the best position you can be heading into the end of financial year. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that your savings are being maximised? Call SDP Tax to find out today. SDP Tax are so confident in their ability to save you money, they offer a maximum savings guarantee. That's right. SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest tax savings possible. Don't delay, call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. That's 1300 346 829.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Will. Quick update on the song theme. We had Love Is All Around by Wet Wet Wet, I Swear, All For One, and Always by Bon Jovi. Safe to say the third one is definitely not a one-hit wonder.
No.
Did you have an order? And did you have the songy for me? I hope you didn't. I didn't check what you're doing on your phone. I hope you weren't browsing. Do you have a year?
I reckon. Nine.
Yep. Good start. Nine.
Yeah. 1989. I don't think it was quite the 90s.
Bit off, but not too bad. 90s? You're in the ballpark. Yeah, it is the 90s. 1994. Good year. Good year.
Right.
Good year if you. Anyway. And the order. So well done if you're playing at home and you got it. Actually was in the order if they played. Number one for the year was Love Is All Around by Wet Wet Wet. I Swear by All For One was number two, and Always Bon Jovi was number three.
You've done the old play them in order trick again.
Yeah, I thought because I played them in order last time, and I thought about Jocelyn Round, but like, no, I'll keep them in order because people won't think that.
Honest.
Yeah, yes.
I like that.
So well done if you did get it playing along at home. Big songs that sold well in Australia.
Huge.
Now, moving on though, we've been waiting for this, the Eliminator.
I'm looking forward to this.
Restaurant,
said this.
The restaurant flavoured Eliminator. So what we've got, basically, if you're unfamiliar with Eliminator, it's been a bit since we've done it, really, because it's been hijacked by the quiz.
Yeah.
But moving back to the Eliminator, basically, I pose two particular things from a topic to Will, so this week's restaurant. So I'll give him two restaurants. He just needs to name his favourite. And then that one moves on and we compare it to another restaurant. Really, we get then it results in Will's supreme restaurant.
Yep.
So
undisputed.
Now, these are all restaurant chains in Australia. They are not Australian necessarily. Some are. Mm. But I will quickfire as much as I can and we'll see what we come up with. We'll start off with – now, this is – you won't like this one because it's not really a restaurant. But I'm going to chuck it in there because an honourable mention. Baker's Delight.
Still a chain.
Yeah, still a chain.
Yep.
Carl's Jr.
Oh.
Which Carl's Jr. is a newer player on the Australian scene, I think. Obviously, Shep has one
Baker's
now.
Baker's Delight.
He's going with Baker's Delight.
Get a nice pineapple pizza scroll.
Yeah. Throwing one from left field. Baker's Delight versus Cold Rock Ice Creamery.
I think you know the answer. Cold Rock.
I think that's Cold Rock. Cold Rock versus Domino's.
Domino's.
Going Domino's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're getting to the heavy hitters.
Because you can get dessert and pizza there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, fair enough. Domino's is, I don't want to make this sound like an ad, so I won't say any more about Domino's.
They don't do too bad.
Domino's versus Gelato Messina it's got here.
Mm. Ooh.
Not a bad one.
Ooh, I think it'd be remiss of me to say Messina.
Messina. Right.
I love Messina.
Messina versus Grilled. Now, Grilled's one that's more of a last 10 years.
We're jumping around now, aren't we?
Yeah, I am. I'm sort of...
Messina.
Messina. How about Messina versus a heavy hitter, Hungry Jack's?
I actually will say Messina. There is one good shout-out from Hungry Jack's, though.
What's that? Not the jumbo or
no,
the jumbo or whatever
jumbo.
That ham thing was.
No, the hash brown cheeseburger.
Okay.
Some people reckon it's filthy, but I like it.
Fair enough. We'll go with Messina versus Hog's Breath Cafe.
Oh. I actually haven't had Hog's
Breath. It's been a good while since I've had Hog's Breath. I just remember the curly fries.
Yeah.
They are pretty tasty.
It reminds me of Hog's Breath reminds me of like NRL. Like
Reminds me of New South Wales. Hog's Breath.
Yeah.
Or is it Queensland actually the one I've been to, I reckon? So are you going Hog's Breath or Messina?
Messina.
He's going Messina, sticking with it. I was trying to keep this one up my sleeve, but I'm going to throw it out. Messina versus KFC, the Colonel.
Colonel.
Yeah, I thought that'd be a quick
imagine
yes.
If, I reckon that needs to be a partnership. KFC needs to do Messina mousse or something, or some form of like tub of ice cream, and that would just...
I've never got dessert.
You wouldn't have to go anywhere else.
At fast food restaurants because... You have.
Oh, I know.
You've already annihilated enough food. And then do you really need to
count the calories?
Yeah, yeah.
But also, why go?
In the first place?
No. You're there for one reason, and that's to indulge. So
yeah.
May as well indulge. So, Colonel.
Fair enough. Colonel Mad Max. No, you're of course Colonel.
We spoke about this yesterday.
Yeah. Colonel versus Mackie D's, McDonald's.
Colonel. It used to be Macca's, my favourite, and then I don't know.
I've jumped the gun here with Colonel. I should not have went this early.
There's one other thing that could probably trump it in.
What
there.
About La Porchetta?
No.
No? Oh, just worth a try.
I think you, if you don't pick out this one specific franchise, I think.
Pancake Parlor?
No.
A Porto?
No.
Zambrero's?
No.
What about, I've got here, Guzman Y. Gomez?
Winner.
That's
undisputed.
Is this the one you were chatting about the other day to me?
100%.
I'm not versed in Guzman Y. Gomez. So is it Mexican or what is it?
It's one. Yeah, it's good. It's good Mex.
Okay. Well, I think we have it there. Unless Nando's, no, not topping it.
So
I don't think one of break. We got a few others there, but I think Guzman, Y Gomez. Oh, what about Schnitz? You don't mind Schnitz, do you?
Can't stand it. No, not good value, mate. The value, Guzzi.
Guzzi. Guzzi it is.
I just saw a text from a friend of ours, said Sizzler, which unfortunately I don't think.
Sizzler's on my list here.
Is it
on my list? Yeah. So there must be Australian Sizzlers.
It gets an honourable mention.
Yeah.
The cheese toast.
Yeah, it's a Taco Bell. Now, I've been to America and had Taco Bell.
Yeah,
but
it's all right.
Is it actually in Australia?
Yeah, it's here.
And Taco Bill, which is an Australian an Australian coffee. It says Australian restaurant chain is Taco Bill.
Okay.
I've never seen either. Anyway, so Guzman, Y, Gomez, honourable mention, KFC and Sizzler.
And Messina, I think.
And Messina.
So it's good ice cream.
Well done. Moving on, a bit of On This Day. We'll wrap up with a bit of On This Day. Phil Brady, born on this day, Melbourne TV and radio presenter. He made his showbiz debut in April 1958 on Channel 9. Graham Kennedy Show, regular guest on that. He also hosted several TV and quiz game shows. Interesting one today, Joan of Arc. I'm actually.
Say this one word.
No, this is a bit embarrassing.
What have you done?
No, it says Joan Van Ark.
Okay.
Who's actually an American actress. We'll just move on. We'll scratch that one.
Yeah.
Peter Sterling, born today. Toowoomba, Queensland, 61. Peter Sterling, former Parramatta and Australian halfback, played in 4 first grade premierships for Parramatta.
Played for New South Wales, though.
There you go.
Yeah, doesn't matter where you're born, it's about where you play your first grade.
Interesting.
Or juniors, I think. Yeah, juniors, sorry, juniors.
David Rees-Jones, Carlton footballer, he's 59 today. He won the Norm Smith medal in 1987 when Carlton won the premiership. Phil Mickelson, the Big Easy. He's not the Big Easy, that's Ernie Els. But Phil Mickelson, he doesn't make it look easy. Left-hander, very clean golfer. He's 51, lefty. He's nicknamed, won 2010, 2006 and 2004 US Masters, as well as 2005 US PGA Tour Championship, and the 2013 Open Championship. So that's
five majors. Did he win what was the last major he just won?
I don't think he
did. I think he did.
Did he? Are you sure it wasn't just a tournament?
Might have just been a tournament.
Yeah, that's anyway.
It was the first one in a while that he'd done.
Gavin Wanganeen, born in Mount Gambier, 48 today, Australian rules footballer with Port and Essendon, won the Brownlow Medal in 1993, and 2004 he played in the Port Premiership team. It doesn't mention Essendon Premiership, which I thought he must not have been in the team, but they won a flag, I thought, in the early 90s, which I thought he would have been involved in, but perhaps not. Peter Hallier, 46 today. Funny or not?
I think he's all right.
I think mildly.
I think he's okay. He's kitchen room table appropriate.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, which not a lot of comedians are.
You can have him at the table. You're not going to have what's his name? Jim Jeffries. Tell jokes to your kids.
Yeah.
Whereas Pete Hallier, he wrote a kids book.
Yeah. No, fair bump. Play
better
on.
Than Husey.
I don't mind Husey. I actually would prefer him over Pete Hallier. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Full. Can you really stand that?
Full discretion.
We'll take this off air.
That's it from the births today. Events. Skyhooks officially disbanded. The group reunited on a few occasions, including the 1983 tour. In 1990, they had a national number one hit with Jukebox in Siberia. The Blues Brothers, starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, premiered in Chicago in 1980 on this day.
This is a huge day.
Yeah. Greece, starring Olivia Newton-John.
Are there any facts?
Opened in US cinemas in 1978.
Jeez. That's huge.
It is.
Remember how you had those really, the wacky facts?
What wacky fact?
Remember that one where it was like the person who tried to do the most star jumps or something like that?
Here we go. Well, this is sort of getting towards that genre of useless information. Baby Shark Dance by South Korean education brand Pink Fong debuted on YouTube in 2016 on this day. By November 2, so it was in 2016 it debuted. There you go. By 2nd November 2020, the video became the most viewed YouTube video of all time, surpassing the former record holder of Despacito by Lucas Fonzi.
I'd rather my kids listen to Despacito as opposed to Baby Shark.
There you go. You, mate, you asked if there was anything...
What sort of lyric is...
Not sure, mate.
I don't know.
Don't sing it because it'll be stuck in our head. That's all we've got for tonight. Same time next week from 6 to 7. Coming up, we have the Dutch program with Martin and Marit. So stick around. And, yeah, we'll be here same time next week. Probably similar format, depending on what numbers we get. Quiz might be back. The Illuminati might be back. Tune in and find out.
Just keep it unknown.
Bantering with Brett and Will. And Will. He's United. I'm not going to say that I won't remove you if you start to...
I would completely understand the urgency to put someone on as much as to put someone off.
Messages on the Facebook page during the week if you have a new naming suggestion for the show. Given if we're going to put you in, we can perhaps do better than just bantering with
Brett
and
Will.
Keep it PG. That's it for this week. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.